Hello, it's the 14th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A hybrid aircraft initially developed in one of the two hangars at Cardington has caught the attention of BAE Systems. The British defence contractor plans to partner with Bedford-based Airlander, create a hybrid air vehicles to explore the carrier's reconnaissance capabilities. The helium and electric-powered flying machines resemble two airships pressed side by side and is the longest in the world at 320 feet. The cabin is attached underneath. Dave Holmes, the BAE Systems Managing Director of its Falcon Works division, said that the changing character of conflict is driving new and novel approaches across the defence sector. In addition to its new alliance, HAV will deliver 20 units, up from 10, to the Spanish regional airline Air Nostrum Group in 2027 through its facility in Doncaster, South Yorkshire. Bedfordshire Police have made their 100th domestic abuse arrest as a result of Operation Cadbury that began last year. Darren Armitage, a detective sergeant with the dedicated Emerald Team, said arresting and disrupting perpetrators of domestic abuse is a fundamental part of our strategy. Beth West, the CEO of East West Rail, believes there is no consensus against a transportation link between Bedford and Cambridge, despite opposition to the project from regional protest groups. Miss West said she has heard from other local voices who are dissatisfied with the current transportation options. She believes the current proposal has a 70% approval rating from both business persons and area residents, representing a needed infrastructure upgrade for a growing region. A miserable holiday in Turkey led to 36-year-old Kirby Knight to join a Slimming World group in Luton. She admits that embarrassment around her weight kept her out of a swim pool where her two children wanted her to join them. Miss Knight has since lost around 70 pounds. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.